As I explained last week, in order to really understand what Rav Kook is talking about, so that we'll be able to move through Eretz Torah in a way that we won't have to keep on coming back every time to this Yesod, it's very important to learn a little bit Nefesh HaChayim. All of the Yesodos that we're learning here in the Nefesh HaChayim are to be found in Tanya and in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Kisser Ramchal, all the Tzaddikim. As I said last week, here it's in a very clear and concentrated way, so it won't take that much time. Just to finish, we're finishing now Perek Yud Aleph, and then we'll go over to Perek Chaf Hei. We were learning in Eretz HaTorah how one of the bechinas of Torah Lishma, of learning Torah Lishma, is learning Torah with that understanding and with that intention. That every single word that I'm learning is being mashir, is enriching and giving life to Knesset Yisrael. And Mimela to all the worlds above and below. And here in Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Zeches Halav Kosh Levracha, is really going over the Chazals, the Mekaris and Chazal, to show the relationship between Limud HaTorah and the Olamos and the world. There's much, much more here. And the whole Shardal is on this Nakuda, but then there are things that we don't have time for, and there's a lot possible. More Kabbalah Zachin. We don't have time to be familiar with where Rav Kook was coming. What were the Makaris of Rav Kook? And Rav Kook says such a thing that the Hashpah of Torah, that one should learn with this feeling and with this Kavana, that when you're sitting someplace by yourself and you're learning a Sefer, that you're mamash giving life to all worlds. So, we're up to, I hope everybody makes a little note like I do. So, we're up to where it says, V'gam livnais. I don't know exactly. So I have a different page. V'gam livnais an neherosais. 8 lines down. V'gam livnais an neherosais. 8 lines down. Parakit Aleph. Shardal Parakit Aleph Neshechayim. Right before this, Rabbi Chaim was saying that he was bringing from Chazal and Mishlei, Kol Mishmah Netzai Libecha, not to run away from Divrei Torah, because the pasuk ends, "Kimimena Tosis Chaim." All life comes from Divrei Torah. All life of all worlds is from Divrei Torah. V'gam livnois ha-neherosais b'tikunim g'daylam. Not only that all life comes from the Torah, but through limud ha-Torah, all that's been destroyed can be rebuilt. V'gam livnois ha-neherosais. Everything that's been destroyed, whatever was ruined, is built through Torah. B'tikunim hagdolim, with great tikunim. L'kasha li'achid la'hashlam al-yonim im'atachtoinim. To bind together the world above and the world below. All the tikunim of this world depend upon this world being bound together with the world above. The chiyus of this world is to that degree that this world is makusha to the world above. And therefore, in order to build all this destroyed, l'kash l'yachid l'hashlam helyonim atachtayim chala'al m'shkilim nehirin kechada, that all of the worlds should shine together as one. We learned this earlier in the parak in Eretz HaTorah. K'mamar m'zachron l'vach v'parak chaylak, Omar of Alexandria, kala oisik v'tar l'shma. You remember this, we learned that whoever learns Torah Lishma, kilo oisah shalom b'pamali shalmala, or b'pamali shalmata. that a person who learns Torah Lishma is kilu aisa shalom, that he's making shalom. He's joining together the pamalia shalmala, everything above, the pamalia shalmata, with everything below. Shnemo ayichazeg b'mo'uzi yase shalom li. Yase shalom li, to strengthen my, the place of my strength, yase shalom li. Rava makilu bona paltrin shalmailo, paltrin shalmata. When you're learning Torah Lishma, it's as if you're building the palace above and the palace below. Shnemar, va'osim derai b'ficha, lento shamayim, v'lisoid aretz. I will place, Hashem says, I will place my words of Torah in your mouth. And in doing so, what will take place is lintoya shamayim lisoid arz, to plant the heavens and to establish the earth. All of these mamari chazal, one after the other, which we're going to do now more, all of these mamari chazal are revolving around the same yisoid, that limud haTorah is not merely an intellectual undertaking, or even just a source of inspiration. Or even just the way of a person becoming dovuk takadosh baruch, which we're learning at the beginning of the parak, the beginning of the sefer. It's not just a way of achieving dveikus b'Hashem. It's a way of joining together the world above with the world below, which is the tachlis of the bria. Which Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma, the savak takadosh baruch liyos leizbaruch b'yibusachtan. The whole tachlis of the bria is that the higher world should be able to be in this world, that kivyochel Hashem should be able to have a dira in this world. A deer in this world. It's brought down that Rashis is the Isis Rosh Bayis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that this world should be a Bayis, and that he's the Rosh Bayis. And that the whole world is Yakir V'yedu. And in order that should happen, there must be Liman Atar Lishma. B'chazis in the Medrash, Shoykev Amudei Sheish, Eilu Tamid HaChamim. Kivyachal, the thighs, the legs of Hashem, Amudei Sheish, pillars of marble, what does that mean? Eilu Tamid HaChamim, the Tamid HaChamim, are Hashem Yisbarach's pillars. Lo Menim Shul La'amudim, why are Tamid HaChamim compared to Amudim, to pillars? It's not like they say that this guy is the pillar of the community, it means he gave more money than the other guy. It doesn't mean to be a pillar. It's a pretty interesting title to have, the pillar. When you see now it's the big, this is the big dinner season, right? This is like unbelievable. They should just make a takeout. This way nobody has to has to stay. So just make a takeout. Everybody bring on it. So the pillar of the community award. You know, these pillars, a lot of pillars. So we need a lot of pillars, I guess. What does it mean, Damas? A pillar. What's the meaning of a pillar? Which we see that Chazal tell us, Amudei Shoykev, Amudei Sheish, Eilu Tamid HaChamim, Lo Menim Shel Amudim. Why are the Tamid HaChamim compared to Amudim? Shehim Amudei Olam. What a pillar really does is that it holds up the place. It holds up above and below. That's what it does. If there's no second floor, then you don't need a pillar. If you have a second floor and a third floor, you better have very strong pillars. So, that's what a Talmid Chacham is. A Talmid Chacham is holding up the second floor. That's a big thing. He's holding up the second floor. But the second floor over here, you can't go on the elevator. He's holding up L'Entoyah Shemayim V'Lisay D'Aretz. He's holding up the entire universe. And the pillar holds up and it connects. By holding up, it's binding together the two. And that's what Talmidei Chacham are doing. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Im loy brisi yom v'layla, chukais shemayim v'aretz loy samti. If not for the bris of Torah, if not for limud haTorah during the day and during the night, if Jews would not be learning Torah, if there wouldn't be Yidden in the world learning Torah, Lishma, Yoimon V'layla, then Chukas Shemayim V'Aretz Leisamti, then the laws that sustain heaven and earth would not be, could not exist. V'Mishlei Rabosa, Chachmas Bonsa Beisa, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Chachmas, the Chachmas build the house. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Im Zoch Adam V'Lamad Torah V'Chachma, if a person is Zoich, he learns Torah, Choshev L'Fanai K'may Shabar Shamayim, he is as important to me, he's considered by me, as if K'may Shabar Shamayim, as if he has created the heavens. Choshev L'Fanai K'may Shabar Shamayim. Ki'ilu hemid kol ha'ilum kulay. And it's ki'ilu, he's holding up the entire world. He's holding it together. Ki'ilu hemid kol ha'ilum kulay. I mean, the Svarim talk a lot about, Reb Tzadik, all the Svarim talk about how Chidush HaTorah, the Abderav, the Eretz Yisrael has, that Chidush HaTorah, when a person comes up, he's learning, and he comes up with a new concept, a new idea in learning, even if it's new for him, but especially a Talmid Chacham who's learning Torah Lishma is Mechadish Chidush HaTorah. But the Eretz Yisrael says, we just said in davening, HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chal Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem renews each and every day Ma'aseh Bereishis, creation, every day is Mechadish B'tuvah B'chal Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis. How does that happen? In what way? So he says through the Chidush HaTorah, when a Talmud Chacham is mechadish, a chiddush to his learning, he draws something new into Torah, he pulls something new from above to below in Torah, and he gives over that, or even if he doesn't give over, but he's mechadish, a chiddush in Torah, that is what brings about ha-mechadish betuva b'chal yom tov ma'aseh bereishis. That's how Hashem Shabbat made the world, that the hischadshus of the world, when we woke up this morning and say, oh, everything is the way that we left it, things are growing, things are the sky, everything is good. So that hischadshus of the Bria, it takes place through Chidush HaTorah, which we don't see that with our eyes. That takes place through Chidush HaTorah. It's mechadish betuva b'chal yom tov, ain't toiv ela Torah. It's mechadish betuva, that through the Torah, Hashem is mechadish ma'aseh bereishis, every day. Betuva, ain't toiv ela Torah, shenema ki lakach toiv nesati lochem. Torah is toiv. And therefore, every time that a person is sitting and learning, and you're trying to understand, and you're having a hard time, you don't get it. And you let's say, learning about Gemara, and you're trying, and you go over it again, and you don't get it. So you're stuck in a place of tohu, of emptiness, and you can't understand. And you work at it, you understand it. So in Chassidus, to take from the makif and from a makif, and to bring it and to make it into the or pnimi, how does creation take place without going into anything Kabbalistic? Creation means that there's something that's makif, that's higher, and that's bigger, and that's surrounding, it's Sayyid Kal Alman, and that light that surrounds penetrates into this world and gives us life. That's what it means. That's what life is. That's where life comes from. That's where creation comes from. When a person is trying to understand something and learning Torah, he doesn't understand it, and he struggles to figure it out, and he's mechadish in his understanding a new piece of Torah, because sometimes a person can wonder, what am I doing here? I'm sitting day after day after day, and I'm learning all these different things. It's not like I'm writing any book or anything, so what exactly am I accomplishing? Besides Dveikus B'Hashem, all of that, what am I accomplishing? I don't feel like I'm being productive, Chas V'Shalom. The most productive thing in the world is to create the world. And Hashem Baruch Hu's Megalatas, that He's Mechadish the Bria, that when you don't understand something in learning Torah, and you break through, now you understand it, that breakthrough causes scientific breakthroughs. That breakthrough means that there's some light that's surrounding the world that now breaks through and gives life to the world. This one that was sick is better. This one couldn't have children has children. This plant that was dying is growing. This little bug is able to come out of that place and to have chiz. Everything in the Bria. It's mechadish betuva b'chontamah. Because creation means taking a makif and making it into a pnimi. taking something, a surrounding light, and drawing it into one's consciousness. Which Rabbi Nachman explains, look what the Maran is, the Indian of Nasir and Nishma. What does it mean, Nasir and Nishma? Nishma means, I will hear. I don't understand it yet. It's what I don't get. Right? It's what I don't yet understand. That's Nishma. Nasa means, I'm doing it means I got it. Nasa means, okay, I got this. Creation is able to take place over and over and over again through the Nasa and Nishmas that go on over and over again, where a person reaches a certain level of understanding. When he reaches that level of understanding, he comes to a place that's called Nasa. We will do. Okay, I got it. Nasa, Rabbi Nachman says, means, it's a pnimi, achap, I understand. Nasa. Fine. So then after you finish that Nasa, you could very easily just rest and say, okay, I finished this Masechta, or I finished this Sefer. Like you have Lahavdil in the world is a thing a person graduates. So he's finished. So then it's Nasa. And you might be comfortable that I already am in a place of Nasa. So Nachman says, the whole creation takes place through that continuous movement from Nasa and Nishma back again to Nasa. Nishma means that once I come to a certain understanding, then I have to move myself to the higher place that I still don't understand, to the next Makif. Makif means something that's higher than my present way of thinking. And I have to, when it comes to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person understands Hashem when he's 40, 50, 60, the same way he understood him when he was 15, a big guy in a white beard with a book or something like that, and different books and watching me and sometimes smiling, sometimes frowning. And if a person's understanding is in a place that's stuck in Nasa, so then he's not productive. To be productive means that I'm constantly moving from one level of Nasa to another level of Nishma. It means now that I understand this, I have to take on the next thing that I don't understand. Each and every one of us, every single day of our lives, has to be in that Avoida of Nasa v'Nishma. It's not just our ancestors at Har Sinai. Each one of us has to be in that Malacha of Nasa v'Nishma. The Malacha of Nasa v'Nishma means, Beseder, I'm very comfortable, I understand this. Now I have to move on to something that I don't understand. To the next piece of Tohu. How do I take another piece of Tohu? In my life. There are millions of people understand, that's not my business. The Rashiva understands it, the Rebbe understands, the Rabbis understands it, that's not my business. In my life, this piece of Gemara is a Tohu. Masechta Ksubis is a Tohu. This block is a Tohu. This Pasuk and Chumash, I know, I'm just a beginner. There are millions of people who understand the simple pshat in the parasha and Rashi. I don't. For me, that's my Tohu right now. When I look at that page, it's a Tohu. It's an emptiness for me. I did some of the English last year. I'm talking about a beginner. I did some of the English, and now I'm going to try to learn it inside in the Hebrew, or maybe to learn some Rashi. That means that I'm moving from one level of having accomplished a Nasa, having created a world or worlds, Refuas and Yeshuas, with what I accomplished yesterday. And now I'm moving on to my next Nishma. Nishma means we will hear. It means I don't know it yet. When I look at this, it scares me. People don't like that. People want to feel comfortable that they know something. So they would prefer to have a Chumash that only one page, and a Gemara with one page. But the truth is that even if that was true, if that were the case, they still wouldn't know. Because that's how it is with Torah. Moving always from Nasa to Nishma, I know this, good. So you can make a little bit of a siyum for 10 minutes and feel good about that. But that's not the tachlis. So to be truly creative, to be truly productive means there are other worlds that are waiting for me. And every time that I take something that I didn't understand in Torah and it was a level of Nishma, I will hear. I don't hear it now. I will hear. And I make it into a Nasa by davening for it and by learning and learning and thinking and asking people questions and looking it up in the Svarim and trying to figure it out and so on. And Lefum Tzara Agra, depending on my Mesiris Nefesh, to understand that. By doing that, I'm able to take from the surrounding light. I did that with myself. I took something that was beyond my capability to understand, beyond my understanding. For the moment, it was a part of Tohu, and I made it into something which is part of my creation. Now it exists in my brain. Even if I'll forget it tomorrow, But for now, it's part of my Bria. There's a gracious Baruch Elohim in my head right now. I created something. I didn't understand it. It was Nishma. Now I made it into Nasa. And when you do that, you're Mechadish B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tom and Ma'isim Gracious. That's the most productive, creative thing that a person can do. The most productive thing that a person can do. When you're sitting and learning Torah, even though you hear all kinds of terrible things that people say, that the Amaratzim say, and that all the people that they say, what are you sitting there, you're battling, you're not doing anything, you're just learning. What's the matter? Why don't you do something? Why don't you do something creative? Like, go to take that course to see how the snowflakes reproduce or something, and you can major in snowflakes. Do something creative. You could be in the malach. You could maybe one day work in a place and make new snowflakes. So and instead, what are you doing? You're sitting all day long in the Bismedrash. What's the matter with you? You're not a vital part of society. Chas v'shalom. What's the matter? You're sitting in the Bismedrash. What are you doing? And then it's always followed by, like I said 2 weeks ago, it's always followed by that Amar Aris saying something like this: "You don't think I would like to do that?" To which you should always reply: "You absolutely would not like to do that. You definitely would not. Because if you would like to do it, and you've ever tasted a bit of it, you would never say these horrible things that you're saying. That you're a batlan and this and that, you're sitting and learning, what are you doing with your life? Do something with your life." Parents that tell kids, "Guy wants to learn in yeshiva, do something with your life. Do something with your life. What did you do with your life?" And at the end of 120, if we would look to see the gracious of those two people, the productivity, how much each one created, how much each one produced. Personal assistant learns Torah. Bemis learns Torah. I'm not talking about someone that's not serious, but a person learns Torah. Bemis, Torah, Lishma, is the most creative person in the world. He's the most creative person in the world. That's what it says. Ki lebona paltrin shamala paltrin shamata. That doesn't happen if you open up a new falafel joint in Cedar Hurst. That's just ki, you're building up someone else's cholesterol. That's and you're making a couple of dollars, which is a nice thing if you for panasa. But as far as kila bona paltun shamala paltun pal shamala paltun shamata lintoya shamay and visad aras, and you have the nerve to say, "Yeah, what does that guy do? He's in Lakewood. Sits in Lakewood. You don't think I would like to do that? You don't think I would like to do that? But someone's got to pay for this stuff. You don't think I would like to do that?" All these lashinas, that the battle cry of the Baruch Shalom of the Lamaratzim. I would also like to do that. So why don't you do it Friday night a little bit? Yeah, Friday, you'll be finished supper tonight, 6:30. You don't think I would like to do that? So go ahead. 6:30, I'll meet you. I'll be over 7 o'clock. We'll have a Seder tonight. Well, what do you mean? No charge on the house. You don't have to support me. Free. Because you're always complaining how you're supporting these guys, these bench warmers, on the house. Whatever you want to learn. 6:30? You know, I had a very hard week this week. 6:30 is pretty late. 6:30 is late. 6:30 is late. You weren't even pulling into your parking spot by Yankee Stadium at 6:30. And now you're saying 6:30 is late. The Friday night, it comes at 8 o'clock. Then shluch, saying finished. But the people who are sitting and learning, they're called bench warmers. The people in Mavatel, them, like God forbid, like they're wasting time. Chas v'chalila. If we would know every penny that's given for real limud Torah, again, we all know that there are people who are not sincere, who are taking advantage. You have that. Anytime something becomes widespread and institutionalized, there are always guys going to try to, play with the system. That's just how life is. It's very sad. Those are ganovim, gazlanim. But I'm talking about the majority of sincere, hardworking, very dedicated, some great people who are learning Torah and don't have life so easy because of that. These are the heroes. These are our heroes. These are the most creative people in the world. And not only that, but even if you're not, you don't look at yourself as any kind of a scholarly person. There's more than that. By my little, just as I said a minute ago, by my changing a piece of emptiness into a piece of tyrant, that now I get it, and I made it into a nasa. That's it. I'm in this program. I'm in the program. And when Mashiach comes, so the Bar Yilam will show you what you created, what you made. and that this person was sick, you saved this person's life, you did this, you did that. While you were sitting there, I said, I never realized. I was sitting Friday night and I was trying to learn that piece of the Ramban, and I did such a thing. Yeah. L'Toyer Shemayim, Lisa Adaris. That's what you did. That's not why you learn. You weren't, that wasn't, that you were thinking about that the whole time, although a person can have such a kavana. We learned in Rav Kook to be ma'ashit, to give life to the islanders and the Knesset Yisrael. That's what's happening. Vishamah Perakesh Yisrael Omer. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai. Hey, you must ask him a Torah beyond Velayla. But the Baruch Shalom says, children, you should be Isaac, you should be learning Torah in the day and in the night. Umala ani aleichem kilu atem amidim eskal ha'ilam. And I consider it as if you're holding up the entire world. That's what it means to be an Omud. That's what it means to be a pillar. That's a pillar. Holding up the world. Bizarre Bereshis. Any person that learns Torah every day. That person who learns Torah every day will also be zeich, will be zeiche to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Yiskele mehevelei chulke ba'alma da'osi, who will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Vi yischashev like ilo bone almin, and it will be considered, this is why I said that they show a person after 120, and it will be considered as if he built worlds. But it's not an idea. The mamash is going to show each person afterwards how he built worlds. Why? The habaraisa is b'nei alma v'shtachlo. Because that's how Hashem made the world. And that's how the world is built every day, each day when Hashem creates the world again. That's how it's done, with Torah. The habaraisa is b'nei alma, the world is built. And ishtachlo, when it's fixed up. Hadohu dechsiv, as it says in the Pasuk. Hashem b'chochma yosad eretz. Hashem with wisdom. Wisdom means Torah. Established the world. He built, he created the world with Torah. Uchsiv, and it says in Pasuk, ve'eye etzloi omoin. Eye etzloi omoin. Like a craftsman. The Torah is the material with which the great artist created all of creation. Whoever is learning Torah, whoever is mishtadl, meaning whoever is Isaac in Torah, is creating the worlds and sustaining the world. V'tochazi, come and see. Berucha avid kutshabrichu alma. That Hashem didn't create the world with something. He didn't have materials, stuff, physical things with which he created the world. How did Hashem create the world? With Ruach. What's the Ruach? Ruach Piv. What's the Ruach Piv? The Dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu, was Torah. V'tochazi berucha avikut shebichu alma. With Ruach Hashem created the world. U'beruach miskayma. And he sustained the world. What is this ruach? The rucha de inun de laon beraisa. It's the ruach of those yidden who are toiling in the study of Torah. That's the ruach that comes out of the mouth of a person that's learning. That ruach of Omar Baya Merava. The ruach of Shnei Marches and Metalis. The ruach of Eila Taldus Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hoylinus Yitzchak. The ruach of people who are learning. Is the ruach of B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasa. It's B'chochma Yosad Eretz. This is the shurish of all that we're learning. Visham over there, also in the Zohar Kodesh, Parshas V'yesha. Acha Sheherich Tchila V'malosai HaNeiroa Shal Adam HaIsik B'Torah V'Elam HaZeh B'Elam Haba. There, the Zohar, after the Zohar talks about the unbelievable Maila, the greatness of a person who's Isaac and Torah in this world and in the next world. And God forbid the terrible punishment of a person who's able to learn Torah, who is able to learn and is lazy and neglects learning Torah. After the Zohar goes through all of that, Siyem, the Zohar finishes and says, begin kach, because of this, kula kaima al kiyuma deraisa. Everything is standing upon the kiyum of Torah. Va'omala is kaim be kiyume el veraisa. And the world cannot stand, that means that the Torah is a pillar, the world is not, cannot stand, cannot hold itself up, el betayr. El beraisa. Di'iyu kiyuma da'almin eila v'sata. Because the Torah is the kiyum of the worlds above and the worlds below. The chsiv, as it says, im lebrisi yom v'layla. If not for that bris of limud ha-Torah and chukas shemai v'aretz lo yisamti, then the world could not exist. It was pashas truma. Ah, the Zohar says in pashas truma, ach, sheherach b'inyin. Also, it's an arichas there. Levar ech sheba ha-Torah nirvu kala ilum is there. The Zohar talks a lot about how Hashem creates, that Hashem, through the Torah, creates all the worlds, always. Not just back then, but always. As we were talking about before. Omar Chak, it says afterwards, Kevin the Isbri Alma, once the world was created, Kol Mila Umila Lahav Miskayim. So Hashem created the world, but then nothing could go on. Everything was stuck. The trees, the flowers, the animals. nothing could continue. Ad the Solig Berusa Lemivri Adam. Until it was oil in the Ratzon of Hashem, until Hashem had a Ratzon to create Adam, to create a human being. The heavy Mishtabel Beraisa, a human being who would have the ability to be Isaac and Tyre, to be Mishtabel Betyre. We spoke about those early generations were given a chesed of, were treated to a chesed of Hashem. Waiting for Shavuos. But when man was created, the world would then potentially have that opportunity to receive its life through Limud HaTorah, through human being learning Torah. And for his sake, for this person that's learning Torah, the world is able to exist. Now that we're here, any person that looks into the Torah and is istadlba, he makes an effort and he toils to learn Torah. Every person, he doesn't say the Gadol HaDor, the Zohar says every person who's learning, who looks in the Torah and is ishtadalba. Ishtadal means ishtadlis. It means to be Isaac ishtadlis. Works hard. Doesn't say just that tzaddik or a big famous genius. Kol man distakalba b'raisa v'ishtadalba kiv yochel m'kaim kol alma. Kiv yochel. Remember we said last time that the chav beis yochel, the 22 letters of the aleph beis of learning Torah, is Makan the world. Kud shebrichu was takel b'raisa bar alma. That's how Hashem created the world. He looked into the Torah. Well, bar alma created the world. By nash is takel b'raisa, a human being, is takel b'raisa u'mekayim alma. The Baruch Shalom made the world, and a human being, by learning Torah, is mekayim the b'riya. Ishtakech de uvde v'kiyuma de chol alma araisi. This means that the whole mitzias, the whole existence of maisa bereishis, of creation, of kim de chol alma, of the entire world, araisi, it's the Torah. Begin kach, and because of this, zakar, ihu, bainash, tishtal b'raisa. How worthy is a person, Ashrei, how fortunate is a person, who's Isaac and Torah. Dahai Ihu Mekayim Alma. Dahai Ihu Mekayim Alma, that this person is Mekayim the entire creation, the entire world. over Parshas VeYikra, and in the Zohar Parshas VeYikra, begin the Alma La Yisbri Ela Begin Araisa, since the world was only created because of Torah. V'chol Zimna De Yisrael Misaski Araisa Alma Miskaima, and as long as Yidden are learning Torah, the world can exist. V'chol Zimna De Yisrael Misbatli Araisa, and if Chalila Jews are misbattled from Torah, Maksiv, then what does it say in the Pasuk? In my Brisi on Velayla. If not for my bris of learning Torah all day and all night, Sochukas Shemayim Eres Shemayim Loisamti, then there wouldn't be a world. And that's, we're learning this from Reb Chaim Volozhin. That's exactly how Reb Chaim Volozhin had it in the yeshiva in Volozhin, the famous yeshiva in Volozhin. There was the yeshiva of all the yeshivas. And the beginning of the whole world of yeshivas was with the Volozhin yeshiva. Reb Chaim had the entire yeshiva divided into mishmaras, into mishmas. A mishma means standing guard. That's where the word comes from. Standing guard. Guard over what? Over the world, over the universe. Therefore, there was 24 hours learning in Volozhin, and there was certain chevra so everybody had their shift. But there was a shift that was from 12 o'clock at night to the morning. There had to be a shift. There were different mishmaras. The day that was difficult was Yom Kippur after Maariv. That was the time. So Yom Kippur after Maariv, and Chaim Volozhin would stay in the yeshiva until the morning himself. He didn't eat. That was Chaim Volozhin, the Rosh Hashiva's day. He sent everybody else home, and Chaim said, I'm on duty right now. Maybe he ate something there in the Bismarck, I don't know. But he not to stop learning, because he was afraid, perhaps he was chayshid, that maybe in the world, I don't know the times, I guess. I don't know if any Jews lived in Australia back then, I don't know. But, or in America, yeah, for sure, in America, Jews. But Reb Chaim was worried that after Yom Kippur, it's going to be, the creation is dim. The creation is weak, because after Yom Kippur, Everybody is eating and everybody's tired. They go to work on the sukkah. The ilum is not, once Yom Kippur, it's not learning so much. So Reb Chaim was standing guard over the entire world. Once Yom Kippur, Reb Chaim would go to the yeshiva and sit in the besmedrash. Once Yom Kippur, if the davening, he stayed there. That's exactly what he said. The whole bria. Therefore, it says in Pirkei Avos, "Shekol ha'osek b'Torah lishma." Such a beautiful Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma." A person who learns Torah lishma, nikra reya. Hashem Yisbarach calls that person my friend, my colleague. A human being is the Baruch Shalom's friend, can become a colleague, kivyachal. Ki kivyachal nasa shutef liyetzib reishas Baruch Shalom. Wasn't that a colleague? Reya? A reya is like an equal. Reya mahuvim. A reya. Laman achai v'reyai. It's my friend. A colleague. A human being becomes the Baruch Shalom's colleague, kivyachal. Nasa shutef liyetzib reishas Baruch Shalom. Kevin shehu mahamakayim ata. As kol ha'olam is basic to Rasa, since just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Bari the Olam is, since Mekayim the Olam is. So this individual person, when he's sitting and learning, he's Isaac Torah. He's a partner with Hashem Baruch in creation. Vilti zeh, and if not for this, hayuchayzim kulam l'Torah v'vel. Everything would immediately return to emptiness. Dimisich ra'ayosi, it's an amazing pasuk in Shir Shirim. What does it mean, dimisich ra'ayosi? You resemble me, my beloved. You resemble me, dimisich, to be diamond. Dimisich ra'ayosi. And look what the Chazal say over there. That Rayasi de Olami. There are two meanings to the word Raya or Ra'aya in the female form. There are two meanings to the word. One is a friend, like you just said, and the other is a shepherd, a rayat sign. A raya means to be a raya. Reish vav ayin hay is a shepherd, a rayat sign. It means the word in Lashon HaKodesh, a raya, means that when you are mefarnes somebody, you take care of somebody. That means you are, like Yaakov Avinu says, Haroya Yisu, that Hashem Reishva, like a shepherd that takes care and gives the sheep to eat and takes them out and looks over them and gives them a parnasa. The shepherd is mefarnes the sheep; he takes care of them. The word Rayasi means not only a friend, but it means the one who takes care of you, your caretaker, or the one who's mefarnes you. So how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu say about a Jew such a lashon? Rayasi da ilami. The Shemesh Baruch Kivyachol says that we are his. That we are the one who are mefarnes him. We give him a parnasa. You have in a family. You have a husband and wife. I'm going to just use the traditional format that's not meant by any way to insult any feminists or to hurt any men who have changed their idea of how they should be living. It's old-fashioned. They exist on two levels. One is as friends, as Reyum, as friends, companions. And the other is that traditionally, I know this is becoming more radical, that the husband provides traditionally for the wife and family. So he's a Reya, he's a beloved companion, the two of them, and he's a Raya. And he takes care of, he provides for. Right? That's the word, the two meanings of the word. And in a marriage, there should be, in a home, those two bechinas of Raya and Raya. It's the same shorish. Equals sort of colleagues, beloved friends, and there is one who's providing for the other. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in this Sefer Kabbalah and the Sfarim HaKadoshim, there's another aspect. When it comes to that, if we use the mashal of the home, so the Gemara is dealing with which malachis, ha'isha ha'isha labayla, what are the malachis that a wife does for her husband? And the sugya tells us the different malachis and ksubas, what are the different things that the wife does. What are the responsibilities of the wife in the home? What are her responsibilities? Again, this is only for traditional Talmudic Jews. I assume everybody here is part of that. So what are the malachas? Avram, you're right with that?
Trying to be.
As we just said, because Freddie's not here right now. She's listening. So the malachas that a wife does for the husband. So The pnimiest is that, and this sounds like something unusual, but it's not. If we just begin with the marshals, then when we get to the nimshal, it becomes more interesting. If he has a question like, who's providing for who? With the husband and wife, and then this might actually cheer up the feminists a little bit. Not that I would ever want to do that, but it might. Who provides for who? So of course the husband, he's the big knacker. He's got this chashav job. He sometimes even comes home wearing, like the slaves used to wear the chaisim, you know, he wears a necklace that has to get in the security, and he has to go in, so he, I don't know what that is, this something? So he has to wear, sometimes he wears the necklace that makes him get into the office. And so he looks at himself that he's the big provider. Because he'll say to his wife, who's making the money over here? Me or you? She says, you, your highness. How much money do I make? I don't know, you never told me. I make $250,000. Thank you, your highness. Remember that I'm the roya over here. I'm the shepherd. You're my flock. Remember that. Who's the roya? Who's the provider over here? You remember? Yes, your majesty, I remember that. He says, okay, good. Now go make supper. She says, yes, your majesty. And she goes to the kitchen. And she puts something together. And his royal highness goes and sits down on his throne. And he's waiting there a little bit, looking at the newspaper with his glasses down on his nose for his subject to bring him his supper. And she brings him a delicious meal. She gives him to eat. And she turns on the side a little bit and says to one of the kids, who's providing for who? Right? Who provides for who? Who's the raya over here in the house? Besides, all the chiyas, all the simchas achayim, amalachas ishuk shere oisev etzayim daila, the nimshul is Knesset Yisrael. This kivyocha, the Baruch Shalom, is the one that has the big job, you understand? I'm only saying this because it says in the Sfar Magadoshim. But the Baruch Shalom has a big, he's the one that has the thing on him that says, HaKadosh Baruch. That's Chashuv. It says HaKadosh Baruch. He gets in everywhere with that. It says HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. A Knesset Yisrael is the wife. And the Baruch Shalom says, whip up a couple of mitzvahs for me, put together something. Remember that I'm the Kivyocha, who created you. 100%. Yishtabashim chilu ad malkeim. 100%. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, go put together a couple of tefillin, a little bit Shabbos, to just make. V'tzineinu la'asas v'tzoincha. Isha k'sheir, or isha v'tzayim b'ayla. That the Baruch Shalom himself, kivyochel, says about us, Ra'ayasi, we're his shepherd. We're mefanesim. V'ata kodosh, yoshev t'ilos yisrach. The mice of the Baal Shem. And the Misnagid, there was a Lamdan that came before the Baal Shem Tov was famous. You know the story there, before he was famous, the Baal Shem. And he was sitting there. And he was, so Talmud Chacham was in this business, like a Talmud Chacham of Gaiva. And he went over to the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov was sitting there. Maybe the Baal Shem Tov didn't jump up for him or something. I wasn't sure. I don't remember. But he asked the Baal Shem Tov, so what do you have to say? I guess I'm learning something like that. And Baal Shem Tov just said, Baruch Hashem. And so what do you, the Baal Shem Tov says, Baruch Hashem. And this person didn't like it. So he said, I'm talking to you. Something you're learning. What's Baruch Hashem? So the Baal Shem Tov said to him, don't you want to give the Baruch Shem his parnasa? So the man was very upset. What do you mean to give Hashem his parnasa? It's V'ata Kodesh, the Baal Shem Tov says, Yoshev Tilis Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom's Kedusha in this world is because of Yoshev Tilis Yisrael, because they're Yidden that are praising him and say, Baruch Hashem. What does it mean? It means that the Nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, we're not talking about the essence, Hashem's essence, but there's nothing to talk about, that we can't talk about that. But Hashem's Baruch made the world, Yofa'ad Ra'ayosi Ketetzu, Tamosi, my twin, Ra'ayosi doesn't only mean my companion. It would be enough if Hashem said about us, we're his companion. That would be enough. That would be enough to open us up to 120, to cry and to be happy. That would be enough. But he says more than that. Ra'ayosi, the Baruch Shalom says, like the husband who really knows the truth, that you're the one who's taking care of me, and if not for you, I wouldn't live for a minute. Kivyachol, in the world, the Shechina, I'm talking about Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. The Shechina, if not for you, if not for Yidin doing mitzvahs, if not for Ata Kodesh, Yoshev Tilis Yisrael, for Yidin davening, it's the Baruch Shalom's parnas. That's the Baruch Shalom's parnas in this world. Nisabdus Baruch Hu Liyisli Bar Deis. That's it. And we learn Torah. We're giving him parnas. So it looks like the outside that the Baruch Shalom is Like in the home, the creator, the mefanis, and the zon, the mefanis, of course it's true. Just like it's true that the husband is providing for his family, of course it's true. But the pnimius is that the kala, is that the wife, is the one who's mechayin, who's mefanis. That's the pnimius. Eishes chayil ateres ba'alav, which is the whole gilui of Mashiach, is the version that's going to show us what we accomplished, what we created, what we did all these years, kiviyachol for him, what we did. That if any of us would have for a second a musak of what we do to mefanis the Shechina HaKadosh, when we daven, when we learn, especially when we learn that we mefanis the Shechina in the whole world, that we're providing kiviyachol for the Shechina, that she should be able to be mashpia, all kinds of shefa and bracha for everything that exists, to be mekayim, all the oilmas, when you and I are doing a mitzvah, especially when we're davening, when we're learning, that that's what we're able to accomplish. Rayosi da ilami, the Baruch Shalom says, Rayosi da ilami, that's us. Rayosi da ilami. Rayosi da ilami, the ones who are the shepherds, the ones who are mefanis, my world. And in doing so, kivyachah being mefanis the Shechina. That we're providing. We're providing. So even though we said Nasev Nishma, and our job is to be obedient, and Eze Isha Ksheira Oysiritzayim Daila, we know that the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Chazal which caused so many women to feel upset, Eze Isha Ksheira, what's a kosher Jewish woman, Oysiritzayim Daila, she does the will of her husband. So then that all, they had to have special conferences for that Chazal. So, and conferences, and people have to take medication and therapy for that Chazal, but that caused. A kosher Jewish woman does the will of her husband. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Oysa writes Utsayim Baal means that she brings her husband to have a Ratzin. Oysa, she creates within her husband a Ratzin. Oysa Utsayim Baal. Kiryoch, the Shechina says that to us. That if, when you're learning, you create kivyachol within me a ratzon to create and to give, and the refuahs and the yeshuas and all oilmas are from the Klal Yisrael's learning Torah. And isha ksheira is oyser etzayin ba'ayla, that we're able to bring kivyachol, to generate within the Shechina Kadosha such a ratzon. That's what it means, ein isha ksheira. Klal Yisrael is the isha ksheira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Hashem's kosher and holy kala, that's Knesset Yisrael. Rayosi, Tamosi, my twin companions, and a roya isi, the kivyachol to provide for, to take care of. That's our job in this world. That we're mekayim the all time. It's his next Erev Shabbos. As Hashem, we'll finish. We'll learn Perek Chafei, which is very short, and then we'll continue on in our prayers.